Hello, welcome to the first X-Pod. Today we're at Wiscombe Park for the hill climb for the Five Clubs Championship. Hello, welcome to X-Pod. You join me at Wiscombe Hill Climb here at Wiscombe Park. That's somewhere between Honiton and Sidmouth. As you can hear, it's a bit windy. And I'm just walking down to the main area where the cars, the paddock is, and the cars start to race. You can vaguely hear them in the background if you listen very carefully throughout the wind. I can't see anything at the moment. Very exciting. Oh, there was something misfiring. It's the Five Clubs Championship today. I've been down to the National Championships already this year, which is very exciting. This is the finale of the local championship, and my friend Steve Clark is racing and hoping to win his class. So I'll hopefully get a word with him a bit later on. And we're hoping that the rain will stay away. At the moment, it's sort of a drizzle, and unfortunately the guys up at the gate, as I came in, said, this is about as good as the weather's going to be all day. It's only going to get worse. And I'm not going to argue with somebody in a fluorescent jacket. Anyway, I'm going to go and try and find some cars now. I'll speak to you a bit later. I've just had a word with a couple of the drivers, and they're already behind schedule here at Wiscombe Hill Park. It's barely midday, and apparently they're about 45 minutes behind. We've had a few drivers have nasty offs, a couple of them major, a couple of them minor, and the most bizarre one is one driver managed to run over the timing beam on the start line, which held up proceedings for a good half hour while they repaired that one. But they seem to be up and running again on the hill now. We've just seen the world's slowest triumph wander up the hill. I don't think that was going to be breaking any records today. Apparently it is very, very slippery on the S's, which is the bit just as you get into the forest here. It's a very windy, tight part, and apparently it's very, very slippery, so I might wander up there later and see the car slip and slide around there. We've just seen Steve go up the hill. I'm not sure if he beat his time or not, but there's a red flag now on the hill, so somebody's lost it, probably up by Martini. So we've got to wait a while they clear away whatever's happened up there. I think we've just seen one of the most spectacular accidents we're going to see today. Car number 90, a little red Mini. I just was just taking a photo of it, actually, just as it managed to come out of the S's and flip over on its roof and then back on its wheels, sort of half on the bank, though. The driver got out looking a bit annoyed, to be honest, that it had happened. I don't think I've ever seen a car actually turn over at Wiscombe before, so that is a Wiscombe first for me, but car looks like it might be okay for later. The driver's certainly okay. He's got a story to tell anyway. But that was all rather exciting, but red flags out on the course again, and we haven't even had a timed run yet. I think lunch is going to happen late. Well, we just saw that Mini being pulled down by the truck, the rescue truck, and I actually don't think it's going to be taking part in proceedings this afternoon. It had a big dent in the roof where it flipped over, and also its left back wheel was looking decidedly wobbly. It was the sort of wheel that, yeah, you wouldn't want to race up Wiscombe at speed on, certainly. Anyway, they've declared it lunch now. It's very civilised sport. It's a bit like cricket, where you have a little break for lunch, so I'm going to go and get myself a burger, and we'll be back for the timed runs this afternoon. So I'm with Steve Clark. How did the morning go?
Well, Neil, it didn't go too badly. It's been quite damp and slippery out there, but we managed to keep it on the tarmac, and we're looking forward to this afternoon, see if we can get some better times.
And are you in any chance of winning today?
Well, the competition's tough today. We've got a couple of guys who are much better in slippery conditions, but we'll see what we can do in the first time run, and hopefully we'll be able to keep them busy anyway, at least.
Good luck. I see you've got a ridiculous thing stuck on top of your car. What's that?
Well, I think it's known as a camera, Neil, and it's going to be recording our timed run on the first time run, and we'll see what the footage looks like. But it should be quite interesting, as long as it doesn't blow off, of course.
Yeah, that is always a risk. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Hiya. I have a pint of otter, please.
So we've had our lunch break now, and we're ready for the afternoon's timed runs. Had a little chat to Steve and seen his ridiculous camera he's got stuck on top. He does say that if it slows him down, it'll be because it's an aerodynamic disadvantage. I've had a burger, very unhealthy, and a pint of lovely otter ale. And we're getting ready now. The cars are starting to come to the line, and we'll see how we do. I'm heading up to the S's again because there was so much action up there earlier. It seems to be the place to be. So we've just had a couple more timed runs. Steve's been up. I haven't checked his time, but it looked pretty fast to me. A little shower of rain has just slowed things down. People are still slipping and sliding through the S's up at the top end of the course, but I'm wandering back down to the paddock now. We have seen another car on its roof, or rather it doesn't have a roof, it was a Sprite. So we had a car on its roll bar. The driver was absolutely fine, but two in one day is rather unusual here at Wiscombe. Probably it's due to the slightly slippery conditions. I think we're nearing the end of the day. I'm a little bit damp. I'm going to go back to the paddock and see if I can get another word with Steve. So I'm back with Steve Clark, who's had his first timed run. How did you feel it went?
Well, I was really pleased, actually. Everything came together. It was a little bit grippier out there. And put in a 46.05, which has put me in the lead of the class, which is fantastic. So hopefully, second run to go, we should be able to hold on to the lead with any luck.
And two more runs tomorrow?
Yep, and it's championship rounds for the ASWMC tomorrow, so all to play for again.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Right, I think we're nearing the end of the day now. They're still going up the hill behind me, but the weather's it's a bit cloudy and cold, and actually it's getting a bit dark. Steve was just saying they're a bit worried they're not going to get all the timed runs in before it gets dark tonight. Actually, this is quite a steep hill, just a minute, I'm going to stop. It's been a really good fun day here at Wiscombe Park. Really enjoyed the action. First time I've ever seen two cars turn over in one day. Luckily both drivers absolutely fine. I do recommend, if there's hill climbing near you, definitely go along, give it a go. It's a very friendly sport. You can speak to the drivers, you can look under the bonnets, you can chat to them quite openly. It's always a really nice day. If the weather's great, then all the better, but it's been good fun, even in these slightly damp conditions. I'm going to put some photos up on XBlog, so you can see those. I'm going to try and edit this into something listenable. Bear with me, this is my first time in doing it. But I hope you've enjoyed a tiny bit of the action here at Wiscombe and of hill climbing. And I'll be back soon for another podcast.